Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
747, 13 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Friday morning, joined now by our friend Scott Boyle, District Engineer and Administrator for Louisiana Department of Transportation and Development. Talk about something going on in Metairie. How you doing, Scott?
Hey, Tommy, good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Real quick, let's give an upgrade, if you will, because I was passing by there yesterday, the airline exit, all that stuff. How's that proceeding with the garbage truck and everything else?
That's going well, Tommy. We got the truck off a little more than a week ago. We're in the process of getting the ramp from I-10 to airline fixed right now. We've contracted with Bow Brothers. We're going to have to replace a steel column that's been severely damaged. So basically the process of getting this done is we're going to have to cut out that old column and then replace it with a new one and then paint it back. And once that happens, we're going to get that ramp back open. So I know everybody's going to be really excited about that. But we're working hard and trying to get that done as soon as possible.
And I will just remind everybody that's driving right now, consequences have actions. So be careful and make good decisions while you drive. Tell me what's going on Metairie Road.
We just started an overlay this week. This is going to be a resurfacing. It's a $3 million project. It extends from the Orleans Parish line at the 17th Street Canal, and it goes to Severn. Primarily, we're just going to be doing a resurfacing and restriping. The road is in need of that, certainly. But additionally, what we don't do during these type of projects is we're going to be doing a lot of tree trimming on Metairie Road. There's a lot of beautiful oak trees that creates to the charm of Metairie Road. We're having to trim some of those trees to make them in conformance with height standards to make sure that when trucks do go through there, that there's not any type of collisions with the top of the truck. So we're doing a lot of tree trimming of those beautiful oaks. We're being very careful, and we've contracted with a licensed arborist to make sure that we're doing that in accordance with our arborist standards.
When it comes to roots and the resurfacing work, does that factor in any of it at all, Scott, with the roots?
The tree roots?
Yeah.
Absolutely. It affects sidewalks more, but it does have effects on the roadway surfaces, too. And you got to be careful. Sometimes if these root systems get damaged, it can damage a tree. So we do have to be mindful of it. It's a delicate balance, Tommy. We want to preserve the trees, but we do have to be careful about, we do have to get the road resurfaced, and that's a priority for the thousands of road users that are through that corridor every day.
Yeah, but you be careful of those trees. You don't want to answer to Newell Norman, I'll tell you that. Tell me where the work's going to be. Tell me.
No, we don't. We did consult with Jefferson Parish. We worked very closely with Councilwoman Van Rankin and Councilman Liljeburg, so this was a group effort, and again, we got a lot of experience with these overlays and working on these projects, so we definitely include the locals. We don't want to just go in there and do anything that's going to cause any irreparable harm or doing these things without consultation from the elected officials that govern in these areas.
All right. Well, Newell lives there. That's the only reason I'm saying that. So we're talking about Metairie Road between, I'm looking at the map right now, Scott, between what and what?
It's between the 17th Street Canal, which is the Orleans-Jefferson Parish line, and we're going all the way to Severn. That's the section of Metairie Road in Jefferson Parish that we own. It's about a 2.7-mile section. I got to tell you, Tommy, I'm really excited. The road is going to be beautiful. It needs a fresh application of asphalt. We're going to have brand-new striping. We've been working very, very closely with Representative Schlegel and her team. They've been, listening to their constituents, and certainly, the striping needs to be upgraded from just wear and tear of over the years of traffic and the weather. So it's going to be a brand new road when we're finished sometime in December.
And tell me about the hours that is going to go on, because people are going to be inconvenienced, but there's no other way, right?
No. It's you know, unfortunately, in order to get these things done, you know, if this road was in the middle of nowhere, the impacts would be minimal. I mean, Metairie Road is probably one of our busier roads in the city, in the greater New Orleans area. So we're mindful about these closures. We're trying to get this work done during the week, and we're trying to get it done in between the peak traffic periods. There will be some lane closures, but we're going to definitely be mindful and respectful of when those lane closures take place to make sure they're not going on during rush hour times. There will be some night work and some weekend work, but we're going to limit that. And I think that the contractor is going to be able to get most of this done without creating major, major impacts to people's daily lives along that corridor.
And just to recap, this starts when or has it started?
It's already started. It started this week. Right now, we're just doing the tree trimming. We're getting that done first. The trees that have encroached below the height standards that we typically follow, we're going to get those branches trimmed to a 20-foot minimum clearance right there. And that's going to be good for the 18-wheelers as well as the floats that go through some of those areas during the parades that they have on Metairie Road, namely I believe the Irish Parade.
Yeah, thank you, Scott. Is there a website people can go to check the progress on this?
Yeah, DOTD has a website, and it certainly does have the project updates. And, Tommy, we also have our PIO sends out the notifications. If you sign up for My DOTD, it gives you up-to-date information on the projects as well as any type of incidents that are occurring. So we certainly encourage all your listeners to check that out and sign up, and you can get project updates not only on this project but on many other ones in the greater New Orleans area or throughout the state.
It can't all be done at night, but Scott, I will tell you this story, and this is true. I was coming back, like, maybe, I don't know, 1 o'clock on Saturday night, Sunday morning, and they were doing some work, DOTD, and I actually did say, why can't they do this at night or on the weekends? And I realized that it was night and on the weekends. So no matter when, you know, it's going to be an inconvenience. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it. 753, 7 till 8, traffic now, WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.